The line between good and evil runs through the landscape of every human heart. And that we are so interwoven in the web of life that even the smallest act with clear intentions has repercussions through that web that we can barely see. The prophecy concludes there. It doesn't tell us how things turn out. But I think I know. I think I know not because I'm psychic or anything. I think I know because it feels like I've heard this story before. This is how it goes through human history. Perhaps this prophecy isn't unfolding right now so much as it is always unfolding. There seems to be something about our very human nature that requires these self-inflicted wounds, these monomaya or mind-caused problems, to force us off of our proverbial couches, some of us not so proverbial, and into action. Because the truth is, we don't act when it's only kind of bad or even pretty bad. We wait until it's really, truly bad. I mean, truth be told, there have been a lot of very bad things going on for a very long time. It's not like everything was perfect a year ago or even a month ago and suddenly we find ourselves in a big mess. Many of our monomaya, we have been slowly cooking up for a very long time. It's been well over a century since we began our addictive and self-defeating relationship with oil, and it's been many decades since we realized that we were changing our climate for the worse because of it. We didn't just figure that out. Well, some people are still working on it, but... We have yet to have a time in our American history when people of non-European origin have been truly afforded the same rights and opportunities as those who pass as white. But now it feels different. It feels like we've entered a new supercharged moment in history when, whether it's true or not, it feels like everything is hanging precariously in the balance. Perhaps that's just what we require as a species to get busy. As Rebecca Solnit eloquently relates in her book, A Paradise Built in Hell, The Extraordinary Communities That Arise in Disaster, few speak of paradise now, except as something remote enough to be impossible. The ideal societies we hear of are mostly far away or long ago or both, situated in some primordial society before the fall, or a spiritual kingdom in a remote Himalayan vastness. The implication is that we here and now are far from capable of living such ideals. But what if paradise flashed up among us from time to time, at the worst of times? What if we glimpsed it in the jaws of hell? These flashes give us, as the long ago and far away do not, a glimpse of who else we ourselves may be and what else our society could become. This is a paradise of rising to the occasion that points out, by contrast, how the rest of the time, most of us fall down from the heights of possibility, down into diminished selves and dismal societies. Many now do not even hope for a better society, she says, but they recognize it when they encounter it, and that discovery shines out even through the namelessness of their experience. Others recognize it, grasp it, and make something of it, and long-term social and political transformations, both good and bad, arise from the wreckage. The door to this era's potential paradise is in hell. I hear a lot of truth in Rebecca Solnit's writing, and certainly here in her question, but what if paradise flashed up among us from time to time, at the worst of times? What if we glimpsed it in the jaws of hell? I can see it right now. I know what she's talking about. I can see that better world so clearly right now because I feel so far away from it. I want to bring that possibility right here with us. Like Mark talked about earlier, we're finally seeing something over the last 2 weeks in this country that we've needed to see for a very long time. I don't think I'm the only person seeing these flashes right now. People are getting off of their couches and getting active. People are calling and emailing their representatives. How many people called or emailed a representative in the last couple weeks. Yeah, a lot of us. People are showing up. People are showing up at neighborhood events and vigils to show support for immigrants, showing up at airports to show support for refugees. Who knew that airports were going to become the center of protest? Who saw any of this coming? But people are seeing these flashes and they're grabbing these moments out of the jaws of hell. We're showing up at marches to show support for women and science and free speech. Who knew you needed marches for science? But the prophecy has a very important warning for us all. We must show up with both compassion and the insight of our radical interdependence, or else we will run too hot and burn out and take our causes down with us. I don't know about you, but that second part is really hard for me. That interdependence, like we're all in this together and the person who is seeming to be my enemy is my friend and it's in me. That's tough for me. It's tempting to fall into that dichotomy of good and bad and of only placing evil outside of ourselves. But if we are to take seriously this insight, we must not only work to hear the story of the other, to feel the pain of the other, to walk a mile in their shoes, but we must also seek the cause of the problem not with them, but within ourselves, through the landscape that runs through our own hearts. I know that I still have a lot of practicing to do on this one. But I see the hope of a better world in those flashes, and I want you all to join me in grabbing it out of the jaws of hell. May it be so. Amen.